Good health is more than living free of pain or disease. Faith, movement, work, emotions, nutrition, and friends and family all deserve your attention. The Church Health Team joins WKNO each week for Life Matters to discuss the realities of our everyday lives and help us achieve health in body and spirit.
My teenager gets weary of hearing. Just try to put yourself in their shoes. I recently read a blog post titled, Quarantine Blues and Learned Appreciation for All Levels of Functioning. It made me smile. Could these recent times help us better understand what it's like to live with depression or anxiety? May is recognized as Mental Health Awareness Month. Did you know that 1 in 5 people live with a mental illness? Mental health problems are common. They can happen to anyone, at any age, and to people of any race or ethnic group. And the impact they can have on one's life can be significant. Besides putting ourselves in someone else's shoes, we can be thoughtful about the language we use. For instance, telling someone to snap out of it or pull yourself together aren't helpful. Even a well-meaning, just think about all the things you have to be grateful for, can be hurtful because it invalidates a person's feelings. It's simply not that simple. As soon as we're able to gather in groups of 10 or more, you might consider taking a mental health first aid training to increase your knowledge and learn how to help others who may be experiencing a mental health problem. This is Denise Hensley for Church Health.
Church Health provides care, programs, and resources to help patients and members of the community experience the full richness of life. Because life matters. Visit churchhealth.org for more. Life Matters is made possible on WKNO by Southern College of Optometry, raising awareness around the challenges faced by those living with low vision conditions. Resources to help the visually impaired person in your life are at missingmemphis.com.